Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 6th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about food insecurity in Zimbabwe as millions of people face starvation.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And as usual, on the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about food insecurity in Zimbabwe.
The World Food Programme says millions of people in rural and urban areas in Zimbabwe are facing serious food shortages due to successive crop failures and what a United Nations food rights expert has described as a man-made humanitarian disaster.
Indications are that more than 60% of the population of a country once seen as the breadbasket of Southern Africa is now considered food insecure, with most households unable to obtain enough food to meet basic needs. In rural areas, a staggering 5.5 million people are currently facing food insecurity as poor rains and erratic weather patterns are impacting harvests and livelihoods. In urban areas, an estimated 2.2 million people are food insecure and lack access to minimum public services, including health and safe water.
And according to a recent report by the World Food Programme, some of the worst affected households are in Norton, Epworth, Plumtree, Marondera Urban, Chinoy, Zwimba, and others. These, of course, are urban areas. Bidebridge Urban is the least affected town, together with Shavani Urban, Harare Urban, Chitungwiza, and several others. WFP says households are increasingly failing to access adequate food without external assistance as a result of the ongoing economic challenges, including continuous price increases of basic commodities.
The World Food Programme further says the economy as a whole is deteriorating beyond predicted levels. Fuel scarcity continues, inflation is escalating in all sectors, cash liquidity challenges are worsening, erratic power supplies have become the order of the day, crippling water shortages are being experienced in urban and rural areas, and poverty has gripped communities due to high unemployment levels and incapacitation of social safety nets. To make matters worse, WFP says the cost of agricultural inputs is beyond the reach of most people.
To join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue, you need to call us on the numbers that we gave you. Or please note that we are also live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Give our blessing, Gunjan Foyt.
Mina ngiyaphila kunjani
wena? Awu bonke futhi yey. So sikhuluma ngokudla lapho khanya zana ukudla kuyahlupa. Nxa sikhangela ke emakhaya sikhangela emadolobheni kungani kuyafana nje. So ke iWFP iWorld Food Program khanya zani kubeka soba lokuthi abantu abaningi okubangalisayo badinga ukuthi banike ukudla. So bacabangela ukuthi abantu abafika 5.5 million emaphandleni bangani bathwele nzima sibili ngokuswela ukudla. Kuzobuya abantu abafika 2.2 million emadolobheni bathole nzima kakhulu. So nxa sebekhangela amadolobho bathi kunzima endaweni zabo Plumtree, kunzima eNorton, kunzima lezinye indawo sibili, kungani ukudla akukho emadolobheni. Kuzobuya le makhaya njalo khanya ngazani kunjalo bathi kuyabasela mfowethu, kungazani ke kuyahlupha. Bathi ke usokungani kubadidanisa ingqondo yikuthi lo hulumende lekasa yenelisa ukuthi adingele abantu ukudla. So khanya ngazani kuyafika mfowethu.
Onguka hamwadiwa manzwa zviri kutaurwa naGibbs apo. Nhasi nyaya iri mudariro inyaya yenzara iyo yapfunya chisero mudzimba dzakawanda zvikuru kumaruwa. Asi kazhinji vanhu vekumaruwa ndo vanowanzoda chikafu, asi rwendo runo Shabhani inenge yakadzora mwando. Nyangwe vanhu vari mumadhorobha vari kunzi vari kudawo chikafu. Nekudaro veWFP zvavanga vasati vamboita vatanga kupa vanhu vari mumadhorobha chikafu, vachitarisa nzvimbo dzakaita sana Epworth, vana Norton, kunonzi kune nzara inotyisa, Marondera hakuna kumira zvakanaka nekunana Plumtree madhoroba anenge ari imomo. Zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Nekudaro tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti munoona sei, muri kubatsirawo sei vamwe vasiri kukwanisa kunge vachiwana zvekudya. Tatarisana nezoro rekisimusi kudai, zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti WFP inoti vanhu vangakuda kusvika 8 million chingava chidimbu chevanhu vose vari munyika, kana kuti half the population vari kudaiwo chikafu. Hurumende iri kuti iyo zviri kukonzerwa nekusanaya zvakanaka kwemvura. Asi takaona imwe nhumwa yeUnited Nations ichiti hongu mvura haina kunaya, asi zvimwe zvacho anenge mazvokuda mavanga enyora, kana kuti hurumende inombozvisikira moto muziso nekuita zvinhu zvisina kufanira, zvakafanana nekuti vanhu vakatora mapurazi asi vakagarira mapadza. Gibbs.
So when we are looking at some of the figures, you know, provided by the World Food Program Blessing, we see that in terms of urban food insecurity prevalence, it says that about 30% of the households are cereal insecure and in need of urgent assistance. And about 77% of the households are below the food poverty line and unable to meet basic needs. And approximately 93% of the households are below the total consumption poverty line. This seems like a very huge. So when you look at the number of people, the number of households that are food insecure, you know, like we mentioned, not on Epworth, Plumtree, Marondera, Epen, Chinoy, Zwimba, Kuromonzi, Rua, Tumboshawa, Chivuseke, Weza, and so forth, these are facing serious food shortages. So it seems it's a crisis.
Mm-hmm. And of course, what is also notable in this report is the fact that the WFP is saying that the Zimbabwe government is failing to meet its quota. The government was supposed to at least feed 3 million people out of these 8 million, and donors would be assisting 5 million other people. But according to this report, they are saying, however, given the deteriorating food security situation and questions around government's ability to continue to cover 3 million people with food assistance under the FDM's program in the coming months, it becomes impossible for WFP to focus only on its current planned caseload when the needs are high and government might not cover households which are not part of the WFP's response. That's a problem right there, Gibbs, when it comes to how the government can at best assist in the food situation. But of course, the United Nations itself, the WFP, was saying that of the money that they need, they only have got about 30%. So that's another problem on its own, that they seem to be a bit of donor fatigue, if we might call it that way, in that not many donors as expected are coming to aid Zimbabwe. This is usually done through the United Nations.
And according to the WFP, again, pressing, it seems as if they are saying the poor start of the 2019-2020 rainfall season is increasing chances of a bad crop season. So which means, if there is a bad crop season this year up to next year, then the crisis will continue and most probably things will get worse. And they are saying that the cost of agricultural inputs is beyond the reach of many people. So Zulukandaba as well lapho kulunywa iWFP iyakhuluma sibili ukuthi abantu abanengi bayalamba njalo nxa sebekhangela izulu seliphuzile kanye azani ngxa abantu basezobevuneka kahle lonyaka kanya sibili kulodubo olunye olumangalisayo. Bakhuluma njalo nokuthi nxa sebekhangele ukuthi abantu baphila njani, futhi abantu abaningi sebengabayanga inxa yokuthi akula msebenzi, inxa njalo yokuthi into eziningi vele kungazani asahambe ngemfanelo, imali lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Gibbs, of course, we have people following on Facebook. Thank you so much. We have Fraser Chicks, Nathan NR, who says, good evening, follows around the globe loud and clear here in South Africa. I guess he's saying he's
following. Yeah.
He's following. And then Idzai Janda Ziva, Arguti Maskwera Seita, Skwera. Tina Kripo Chinyowa, Arguti Aripo Sisonge, thank you so much. Wellington Msipa aripo pachirongwa tinotenda nevamwe varipo atisikwanisa kudoma panguva ino asi iko zvino Gibbs we have our first guest Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church is based in Epworth, one of the areas that is badly affected by this food crisis. Dr. Kadenge, good evening.
Are you there, Dr. Kadenge?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank you so much. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, can you tell us the situation right there? You know, are people accessing food? Are people eating once a day or they're not eating at all? What's going on in terms of food security?
Yeah, it's a desperate situation whereby some people are not eating anything. If they eat very little so that they can survive. But people are suffering. There is no food. They have nothing at all. And they are just wishing someone would come with something for them to survive. It's really a desperate situation.
Now, Reverend Kadenge, there was another report by the United Nations that says that according to its findings, the most affected are women and children. And, you know, they actually noted that some girls are now being forced into prostitution because of this food crisis. Is this something that you are also witnessing around Epworth?
Yes, it's very prevalent now because people are suffering and there's nothing to for them. And if at all they can get something, by whatever means, they would rather get it. So it's so dire in such a way that people can pick anything to survive. So it's really difficult and it's hard for girls and the children who are growing up these days. And it's so difficult. I can't say anything more than that. It's a very dire situation.
Thank you, Reverend Kadenge. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the food situation in the country where an estimated 8 million people are food insecure. Gibbs.
Yes. Umsunduzo Ndlovu uthi ngikhona kunapha badube kanye loSikhumbuzo Mlalazi. So likubona njani bafowethu okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya ke uPamela Khumalo la uthi ngikhona bafowethu. Then kuzobuya uAyanda Thando Kalupheli Ndlovu Gobosi. Uthi what is our own government doing to help its citizens? Besiqinisweni labo abazithi bazinkokheli zakwala kithi bayihlule ukubusa sibili ngazani kusitshayisa ngamakhanda khonapho. Kuzobuya ke uSikhumbuzo Mlalazi uthi liyajosibile iBhayibhile likaNkulunkulu nxa sokubuya izikhathi ezinje. Ye, so uphinde ungezelele mfowethu uSiyethu John khonapho. Ye, kunjalo president.
Tinavamwe vari paFacebook, hanzi naTalent Muchemwa, imi madhara imi, itai muchizivawo vamwe vamwe navo paFacebook. Data riri kudhura, but tinenge tichida kunzwa news dzechokwadi. Tinashe Rudumbu arikuti there is too much corruption ndo vamwe varipo out chaita kunge tichiverenga mambo
Gibbs. Yes, no Edispanda blessing love kwani Edispanda ungauchona njani baba?
Hayi njenile kunjani mthembu?
Hayi nyaphila kakhulu mdawini ungapi kona lapha mdawini?
Yeah. Hayi ngisethabalala ndalele nje ku radio yami yamabhathi ndalele nje so.
Awuboni ke inqawe le radio wayindwayo siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi uyasilalela.
Hayi, ukuthenga amabhathu lokuze njengoba sisala singela magetsi.
Hayi, kuyazwakala mntu omdala. So akusitshele ngendlala khonapho kunjani eJabalala?
No, ukunzima. Uyazi ukuthi khonapha etown nje baheca abantu bathwele nzima ngoba lingakhangela khona abasebenzayo balutshana almost maybe 8% basebenzi abantu iningi lonke alinamsebenzi. So emathawni lakho kumele sibe bencediswa abantu.
Manje abantu baphila ngani sibhandakula?
Hayi, kunzima ukuthi nje uhulumende wethu kalathando iluthuso kalathando abanambe bengabanye kade beyayekela bethi hayi sesehlulekile bethiyele abanye.
Ye, kodwa ukuthi umbuso kuyahlupha. Kodwa ke nxa sukhangele abantu bevuka ekuseni lisiyatshona umuntu uyabedlele.
Yes. Hayi, kunzima ngoba njengakhonapha duze le masuku uyazi abantwana bayaseyintukuthi athezi nje yiholiday but kunzima, kunzima.
So abantwana abafeyinta ngabesikolo?
Abesikolo, ngokuya besuke ngikhaya engadlanga.
So singathi manje kudubo lonke lolu luqedwa ngani ngoba emadolobheni kujale ukuthi abantu bangani nje bangcono?
Hayi, kunzima kulapho ngcono. Emathawuni akulapho ngcono sibili. Kumele kuncediswe. I-WFP nayo kumele ikhangele sibili. Bengakhangeli indawo ezincinyane ko-Plumtree lapha. Nakhona apha phakathi.
Ye, sibabona besitsho njalo sibili lakoBulawayo baqambile sikuthi hayi kulabantu abangani bayalamba. Hayi ke
abantu bayalamba.
Ye, so wena nxa umakhelwane wakho elamba pho liphila njani khona?
Uyazi akuphileki, akuphileki liqiniso lelo. Awungeke ubone omunye engalo ejele nzima wena ungamncedi. Kunzima sibi.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke ungathelela kusasa baba Sibani.
Ngiyabonga Mthembu.
Thank you too. Okay, bye bye. Umele mpela fike enhle baba. Bye bye.
Thank you.
So Mr. Ed Spanda lives in Chabalala. He says the situation is quite bad in Chabalala. That's a suburb in Bulawayo. So he says some people spend maybe the whole day without any food, and children are fainting at school. And he says, you know, it's dire, really.
Gaiti zoke kuna Reverend Kadenge mchiripo iriparunare. Reverend Kadenge?
Wangu ndiripo.
Tichi tarisa iyo mamiro akaita zvinhu munyadze kujika imomo epo ethum. Kune variku yao erine rubatsiro. Vema sangano anopa rubatsiro aya. Variku shandao erine machechi zviri kufamba sei.
Variko. Variko variku fapa vachibatsira. Vachipa vanhu chikafu. Vakati wande. Saka zongo imba kuti vanobatsira. Vachipawo. Kunyanya vasina nokuti hapana chokubata, hapana kana basa racho rokuti munhu ashande awane changawani. Zvese izvozvo hazvipo, saka vanhu vakangomirira kuti pane munhu angangosvikawo akavangobatsira. Saka ndozvo vakangomirira, hapana chimwe chinhu chavangawane kana mari zvayo. Shomanani hapana. Saka inhamu chete yasvuura vanhu muno munyika medu.
Tinotenda. Rambai zvenyu muri parunare. Reverend Gibbs.
Yes, ndo baba Ndiweni lapa. Blessing. Baba Ndiweni uchona njani?
Baba ndichona njani.
Hai, siyaphila. Ndiweni ungapi konapo baba?
Nenze nkai.
Kunjani nkai bantu?
Kuyafiwa lapha kumango shela.
Ngume njani?
Indlala, ngiyindlala yodwa nje kuphela.
Akuchasisela abantu ukuthi bekwazi sibili ukuthi kume njani khona benkayi. Batshele ukuthi abantu baphila njani. Umuntu evuke ekuseni esiyalala uyabedleni. Akutshela abantu.
Kunzima kakhulu mfowethu ngenxa yokuthi ukuphila osukukhona sokuyintando kaNkulunkulu ukuthi umuntu liphume ilanga litshone ngoba uyabungakwazi ukuthi abantwana uyabuzobaphani. Amanye ama-families ya uyabubona ukuthi bathule nzima ngoba bechasisa isigaba sokuthi vele lokudla kanye abasadli kanye. Amanye ama-families asesidla medi kanye kube isigaba sokuthi nje kungaphekwa kube sekuseni kuze kuyedliwa medi ntambama. Ngoba ngitshela ukuthi igogoko ukuthi lithenge like lafika ku-100 pond. So ngesigaba sakhona 100 pond yangikhona ukuyithole eZimbabwe ngendlela imali engatholakali ngakhona. Akubuhlungu kakhulu futhi. Okulandelayo ngubonayo ukuthi kuza kuba lezidumbu zendlala ma kulokhu kuqhubeka isimo sibanje.
Singathi khonapho manje abalambayo bancedwa mbani, kambe uhulumente uyangenela kumbe abantu sebeziphilela nje njengenyoni nje?
Okubuhlungu ukuthi uhulumende angathi ungenele uzezwa kuthiwa kufuneka mebha abantu abangu-5 kumbe abangu-10 ewadini. Akuntshele iwadini labantu abaningi noma indawo elabantu abaningi, uzwa kuthiwa kwenye izigaba abantu bayahola. Kuko kwaba lo hlelo endaweni yangakithi la ngikhona mina olwaluletho i-World Vision, okubizwa kuthiwa ngumshandela nje ukuthi abantu bayathiwa imisebenzi yokuthi bangenzani ukwenza ukuthi ama-NGOs lana abantu abancedisi ngesigaba sokudla. Bake bahola, I think bahole kwaba kanye, but manje mangibhekile sokulabout 4 to 5 months bengakazi bahole. Ukuthi kwenzakalani no one knows. Laleyo mali ababeyithengiswe kumbe ikhona kumbe kayikho, but into enginanzelayo mina ma ngiyikhangele ngedwa, ngibona ngani ama-NGOs njengalokhu kwakuvele sokulohlelo ukuthi imali eyi-foreign currency ingafika sokumele iyewele ezandleni zikahulumeni. Leni bona bese bethiwa abantu imali yaseZimbabwe. Manje inkinga esikhona ukuthi mina manginanzela mbona ngani sokwesigaba sokuthi njengoba imali ivele ingekho elizweni, kanti sokuthi abantu laba bahole stuck. Kuke kwapraiswa kanti sokuthi kuthiwa ngcono balungisise amafoni imali zifakwe ikhokhelo, but still there's nothing. And into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu they are still going hungry, going further okokuthi sokusiya kwisituation. Ngakuthiwa maybe uhlelo nalolu luncedisilokwanisa ukuthi luphabantu izimali, abanye abantu bebezasurvivor. Ngoba kunjengoba ngisitsho ukuthi umakhelwane wami ngeke alambe mina if makade ngizuzile something.
Aye ndiweni sibongile kakhulu baba, ube nempela viki elihle, silethe bala ukuthi ngizasila phepha khona ngapha.
Hey siya kakhulu esesikukhala ikhona ukuthi uhulumende kuphela made angenele anikeze abantu. Kukhona lokho ababekuthengisiwe kwenzela ukuthi abantu bakwazi bacekulelane, sincedisane la umakhelwane bedecision isiphile.
Aye ndiweni baba, siyabonga kakhulu khona ngapha ngenkaya. So that is Mr. Ndiweni. He says there's a very big problem in Kai. At one stage, there was a food for work program, but it ended 5 months ago. So he says the situation is very bad, and a 10 kg bag is going for about 100 pond. And he says no one affords that kind of money. And he says, you know, the many households are really in dire straits.
Indlala yodwa.
Yeah, indlala yodwa mfowethu.
That's what he said.
Uchayile khona.
Tina mkomatapiwa varunare. Mkomatapiwa magadi.
Tiripo magadio.
Tiripo muri kupi?
Kugokwe.
Kugokwe kakamira sei?
Nzara iriko.
Zviri kufamba sei? Muri kurarama nei? Kuri kumbouyawo vamwe here vari kubatsira nechikafu kana kuti?
Tirikupiwa hedu chefood for work tichingoti zvinotoitawo zviri nani, asi pachinenge chapera zvinotonetsa.
Saka vanenge vachipa chikafu chakawanda zvakadii pamhuri, uye munenge muchipohwa chii chaizvo?
Chibage, one bag per family. Saka imanguva hachizokwani nozopedzisira zvema kutonotenga pabhagedhi rekuita 65 kana 70 pari zvino.
Mabhondi aya?
Mabhondi.
Aish, ya. Ko mari dzekugaisa?
Kugaisa ma-$15 ma-$10.
Takambonzwawo ivo veWFP vachitaura kuti mune dzimwe nzvimbo vanenge vachipa vanhu mari idzo dzekugaisa kana kutengawo zvimwe zvishoma-shoma, asi vachimboti zvinenge zvaakutinetsei nekuti mari dzacho dzemabhondi hadzimo. Imi munopiwawo mari here nevanopa rubatsiro avo kana kuti murikopiwa chikafu?
Tikungopiwa, tikungowana chibage chezvesocial welfare. Mari hakuna kuno kwati.
Vamwe vanombochema-chemawo kuti panomboitwa zvematongerwo enyika pakupa vanhu chikafu. Muri kupiwa henyu zvakanaka?
Tiri kupiwa zvakanaka.
Haiwa, zvinofadza kana muchipiwa henyu zvakanaka. Ko tichitarisa mwaka uri kuteera uyu, pane chinobuda here? Muri kurima here?
Kurima takarima, asi mvura haiko, haisinaya. Saka zvinhu zvacho hazvinomira mushe. Gonye racho riri kunetsa, riri pasi, chibage chacho chiri kurumwa. Saka hameno tichangoona, tichangotarisirawo denga racho iriri narichatipa mvura yacho.
Saka munharaunda yenyu munowanzorarama munorima chii? Ndedzipi zvirimwa zvamungati ndo zvinonyatsoita kuti mukwanise kurarama?
Chirimwa chinonyatsoita kuno kuchibage.
Chibage. Asi kune gonye, vamboya here idzo nyanzvi kubva kune kubazi rezvekurima re
tisati tavaona
hamusati maona aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinotenda
regai tiende kuna mukoma Brian. Mukoma Brian, makadii? Tiripo, muri kupi? Kuno kuri nani zvemutowa, kumwe wakaoma, kumwe munyoro, muri kupi?
Ndiri kuzaka kuno kwamuroi.
Zaka rinopisa.
Kwabhukururu. Zaka rinopisa, kwarinopisa pacho koko.
Right, tudzei, kwakamira sei kuzaka?
Kunoku, zvinoitika kwacho kwabhukururu kwacho ikoko. Chikafu chacho chinouya. Chero mbeuizi. Zvokuti iwo haunogona kutoshaiwa kana chunhu. Zvokuti chinohoreswa usiku. Vanhu vaenda kundovata paya paya ndo patinokoresewa. Zvakudipenda kuti unopinda cheche here yezioni retambo here kana kuti haupindi cheche yezioni retambo. Plus ichinohoreswa on political grounds.
Panenge paita
tika makore ese izvozvo zvogara zvingoitika.
Saka gore rino ngoma ndiyo ndiyo
zvokutoti vanhu vhiki yapera vanga vaitori pafertilizer. Vakamirira fertilizer. Saka fertilizer yacho yakapiwa vanhu vakambopiwa mbeu. Ndo vakapiwa, sikanzi vanopiwa fertilizer. Vaibva pauya mapfunde, vanhu ivavo ndo vakadzokorora futi. Saka vanhu vanenge vachingopiwa imba one yokuti inogona kuti mumba mugona kubuda vanhu vanoita 6 or 7. Vopiwa ipapo. Asi kana kwakunzi kwete koshandiwa kuti kunodini, vanhu vava vabudi. Nokuzvozvo zvaizopiwa through counselor.
Saka makambotaura here kumakurukota kana kuti kumang'arawo kune vamwe kuti aiwa kuno zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe?
Vakuru vacho maMP anenge aripo, mapurisa anenge aripo, vachizviona zvichiitika ivo vanotopiwavo chikafu chacho ichocho.
Saka hapana chinobuda
kuti uori huripo hwakakura zvimwe zvisingatomboiti.
Aiwa,
tinovana makore zvichiitika izvozvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Brian. Tichaedza kuzokufonerai kuti tinzwe kuti zviri kufamba sei, totaurawo zvakare nemakurukota acho, asi tinotenda zvikuru.
Maita basa mandibatawo. Ndachimbozama nguva yose ndichiona ndisingambodaniwo pastudio 7 shoti zvinofamba sei.
Aiwa, chirongwa ndechenyu, tafara zvikuru kuti mapindawo muchirongwa.
Nendafara zvikuru. Ndafara, Mwari akubuitire nyasha.
Aiwa, nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs,
we've got another caller, Robius. Usechamani kona pa blessing. Robius, kunjani baba?
Nyaphila baba, mtemboni njani?
Nyaphila, uzwa kalulambile mfowethu. Unga
ngisambele ngwa West eMatabo.
Kunjani eMatabo khonapho?
Dala kids lapha kunodura.
Tshela mina mfowethu.
Now kwakungathi socially lapha iyabonabona abantu manje kugcina ngo-August lapho kwakugcina khona kunikwa abantu kufika kathesi akula lutho. Inkomo ziphelile, akula lutho, nembuzi zagula zafa. Indaba yakhona ukuthi singayiqeda njani, ukuthi kuyini ungakuthengisa ungumuntu yisakhamuzi khona asikwazi lokuthini okusele izidumbu kuphela.
So singathi kubeka
kathesi kunje. So bekunabanye nje abanye abasidayileyo bezocela impuphu khonapha, nathi asilayo, nathi bahambile benjalo ukuthi baza kudlani lami vele kangikwazi khona.
Singathi kuyahlupha umuntu omdala.
Lokho kunje. So asikwazi, kumbe uhulumende ukhona kumbe kasekho, kasikwazi shiwa ngoba lapho kuselele lapha ukuthi kuyadosha abantu befile kuphela. Iplani yangikhona vele ayibonakali. Akula muntu olempuphu, ngikhuluma iqiniso lonke khonapha lapha engikhuluma ngikhona khona kusematabo la. Akula balutshwana abantu abalempuphu endlini.
So kutsho ukuthi abantu bathwele nzima.
Abantu lapha sithwele nzima lapha vele sikwazi. Izulu lapha likasiwuli, lisewule kwezindawo. Kwezindawo lisewula ngamadamu ngalamanzi. Inkomo ziyabanjwa ludaka vele. ibutange tange kweli damu lakithi lesingwandithi hole nkomo 13 ezazi banje.
Ha kuzima baba singazi ukuthi kuyaphela njani. Phosela ukugcina khona bomu mnumzane.
Ah sikwazi shuwa ngoba sike sabona abantu bezizwe nje bebuzabuza khona apha sibatshelile nje konke nje ukudureka kweTesla khona apha sikwazi nje ukukhona siza kuthola vele sikwazi.
So
ngomuntu nje olothando lokuthi abantu bangafi. Angavakatshela kwava nje apho ngokuphandle kubile obuthathu. Yiko khonoko ngiyabonga
kakhulu. Hayi sibonge kakhulu ke silethemba lokuthi bazangenela khona apha baba. Yeah, blessing. That is Ropias in Matabo. That is in Mberengwa. He says the situation is very critical there. No mill, no nothing. The government last gave people food aid in August. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, you know, a lot of cattle are dying, you know, and even goats and all those kind of domestic animals because of the drought. Mm-hmm. So he says they don't even know what to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before we take our next caller, tisataenda kune mwe mchere regati mboti zokerei, kuna Reverend Kadenge. Reverend Kadenge?
Lipo.
Manzi, kwa shuruku utahurwa nevamu hapo kuti variku netseka, they are concerned about the partisan distribution of food. What is your take on this?
Yeah, it's there. People are given food as... regardless where they belong, and this is very unbecoming, and we don't understand why the distribution of food is done that way, because food should be given to everyone who needs it, and there's no discrimination there, but unfortunately in our situation people are given food because they belong to which party, and so forth, and that is very unfair on the part of the people who are suffering, because when people suffer, they don't suffer because they belong to this party or the other party, but because they are in a situation where they cannot afford. So people are desperate, and they have to be treated in a fair manner, which should be open to all, so that whoever is not having food should be given food in spite of where they belong.
Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge. Please do stay on the line. Tina mkoma Lloyd Homani. Magadi mkoma Lloyd.
Mkoma Blazi, magadi.
Aywa, istirinani vredu mkoma Lloyd. Murikupi mkoma Lloyd.
Mdrim Pretoria.
Mu Pretoria omo. Manzi wakuti kumusha uko nzara inenge ya punya chiseru. Muriku tumira were zvekudya.
Ya ticha zama no katino kwanisa kuti titumiro hama kumusha. Nekuda kwe nzara ya asinda munyika medu. Asi dambudziko riripo nekoma blessing ndero kuti ndofunga mufundisi pamadzidzo kutaura. Vambo tibate zvangarisida kuti nditaure. Dambudziko redu riri munyika ndero kuti kunyange dzimwe nyika dzikatibatsira nechikafu. Kapi choche chikaenda kuhurumende. Hurumende yakushandisa chikafu as a weapon yekukampaina kuti tiwane mavhoti. Saka zvoreva kuti kana munhu ari weopposition haachakwanise kuwana chikafu nekuti anotsigira opposition. Asi dai tanga tabvisa mweya wokuti opposition kana kuti ruling party totira mweya wedambudziko rapinda munyika yedu. Nekuti tiri kubatsirwa nevamwe vanhu kuti hama dzedu kanti nyika yedu haina kurima kanti haina kusagora kanaka. But kana taakusarudzana kuti uyu hafane kuwana, uyu ndiye anowana, uyu hafane kuwana, uyu ndiye anowana, hazvina zvazviri kubatsira. Zvakangofanana nerufu. Kana uri munhu unoziva chivanhu ukaona pa next door paine rufu, usinei neukama naye.
unosvika neipapo uchibata maoko uchema nekuti rufu runorwadza munhu wese. Saka nzara yakangofanana nerufu. Saka munhu wese anonzwa kurwadziwa nekuda kuti haana chekudya. Azvigona kuti wepa next job yapangu inini pandinogara ndiona vari kufana nzara ndinazvo. Saka zviri nani kuti chishoma chandinacho ichocho ngatikwanise kuti tigoverane tisheyane pakati nepakati ekliche zvinobatsira izvozvo. Saka dambudziko redu iri kumakurukota ehurumende kuti kana vakapuwa chikafu nehurumende vakuchipiwa chikafu chekuti aiwa chikafu chinochipuwa nezano pf but at the same time tiri kubva kumadhona kunze kwenyika. Ndedambudziko riri kuitika. Ndakumbotora example rakaitika like pandinobva kwamutoko I think last week part one. Pane chikoro chakaenda nemvura chakaenda nedutu. Kati hapana zvakatarwa nezvazvo kunzi tida kubatsira chikoro ichocho. Kati vana vechikoro pachikoro pasifanonzi pachindenda primary school chakaenda nedutu mvura yakanaya but hapana even one of the government official akamboenda kunobatsira. But when towards election ndopaanenge wabuda kuchioneka manje. So which is very 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 bad. Hazvinenge zvinobatsira kana taona zvinhu zvakadaro ngatipindei tisingasarudzi kuti munhu zvara iri papi idambudziko reri chese. Saka takada kungokusarudzana hapana chinhu chinofamba.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Tinotenda zvikuru. Mukoma Lloyd Lloyd there is saying that hunger knows no political party, so they must not be politicization of food aid. Gibbs.
Yes, lo babu Joseph Moyo. Ekumani kona baba Moyo. Ungachona njani?
Yes, yachona baba chona njani.
Hayi siyachona kakhulu. Sicela usondele efonini ukuthi sikuze kuhle baba.
Ye, ngizwe kwayo sibili.
Ye, ubona njani okwenzakalayo lokho?
Ya, indaba le ibuhlungu kakhulu kubafowethu laba abanye abathi bona nxaba ngathula ukuthi bafuna ukuthi basinye izandla bafuna ukunika abanye. Into enginanzelela kakhulu lapha yikuthi abadala bethu kabavumi ukuthi izinto lezi ziyabehlula. Ngabe bayavuma ukuthi into iyabehlula ngayizinto ziyalula.
Kodwa indlala sibinxa wena ungaphi khonapho kathesi?
Ngisephela phuse egarigari.
Ye, so khonapho kunjani kodwa indlala?
Indlala vele ibhahile kabi igcwele indawo yonke abantu yisiki yoyo kuyakhala kuyafika la.
Manje abantu liphila njani khonapho nxa liphuma lisiyatshona? Kuhamba njani?
Ayi baba kunzima ukuphila kwabantu lapha. Besiphe ukubamba lophila laphana ukuthi nathi njengobana ngomakhelwane lisingabe le ndaba lakuthi ubani ungwalisibanzi ubani ungwalisibanzi. Siphe ukuphana nakhona ukuthi kuningi uyakuwuthola ke.
I-Food for Work program ke ayikho yini ukusebenza lokho?
Hayi nathi ngakabi khona.
Kho manje liphila ngani sibili empilweni kwa?
Siya siphila ngakhona okukubula okho siphuma sisiyatekeja. Anti yakwathi indawo esilapho esindawo egolidini. Sesiphuma siyatekeja sisele sokomncane kokwesikuthulile.
Hayi siyakuzwa emoyo baba ube lempilo afike enhle baba.
Nami ngiyabonga ngokwesibili ukungena ehlelweni lonu.
Hayi sibongile kakhulu ukuthi ungenile mfowethu. Okay baba, that is Mr. Joseph Moyo. He's in Philaphouse. He says now they are depending on gold panning. There's nothing they can do. So I guess we've got Mr. Malaki Nkomo. He's a ZANU-PF activist based in Philaphouse. That's exactly where this guy was calling us from. Mr. Nkomo, good evening and welcome to the program. Uyangizwa baba Malaki Nkomo?
Ya, uzwa kithi, kunjani baba?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu. Akusitshele baba Nkomo, kunjani khona ngapho nxa sikhangele indlala baba?
Indlala kithi isesikhumqiniso ikhona esigabeni, ikhona elizweni. Ongashiyo ntathi yomuntu kodwa ongumumo okhona owomkhathi. Ukuthi abantu abalimanga ngendlela ngesikhathi abafanele balime ngazo, njalo izulu alinanga ngendlela ofanele ithini line ngayo. Esikubangelayo ukuthi uhulumende indlende ukhona udizi uyabonakala, umuntu uyafika ebantwini ukukhangela labo abantu abaswelayo. Kunjalo nje uhulumende ubuye wakukhangelisisa futhi usofanele angezelele inani labantu abakhona ku-social welfare ukwenzela ukuthi wonke umuntu ongabe engavunanga athole ukuphila. Iqiniso elikhona yikuthi indlala leyi abantu bangayithatha bafake i-politics phakathi. Kanti-ke yindlala evelele kumkhathi womumo okhona.
Kodwa bakhona bakhalayo khonapha Nkomo bathi kukhanyangazana ukudla lokhu kunikwa ngokuthi umuntu ungubani. Nxa ukuthi kwelinye ibandla bathi hayi abakuniki, kume njani khonapha eFilabos?
eplabhuzi into ekhona ukuthi ukudla lokho kufikela ezandleni yakhulumende kufikela ku-DA wehlekwe ku-social welfare esuka lapho bayasika kumasabhuku amasabhuku yo akhetha abantu ababona ukuthi lo yiphila laye uyahawula lo kufanti athi lokho ukuthi kuthiwa khona abantu babanjwa izandla indawo yokuthiwa ngamanga aluhlaza joko ngibona ngani ibandla lezanu p f latsho lona sobala ukuthi uma kulo muntu oncitshwe ukudla ngabuye egcekeni atsho ukuthi ulayiniphi uncitshwe mbani ngoba ngokwazi wami mina abakhotheli bebandla lezanu p f angaze mbabone besima phambi kwabantu beholisa uma ukhansila lo sabhuku bekhokhelwa ihofisi kasikomithi ekupheni abantu njalo ihofisi ye-social welfare kuyiyo elama-register ekha abantu ukuphila singafuna ukuthi sichothoze sifaka ibane ezanupiye phakathi ngendlela okuthi abantu babe bengadelwanga iqiniso njalo baba bengafuni kulokhana kufana lokuthi nje abantu babe phunga ukukhuluma izinto ezingekho kodwa iqiniso elikhona ukuthi usabhuku elayinini yakhe nguye ohlala phansi akhethe abantu abadibekayo akhethe abantu abaswelayo abe nenani labantu elihamba ku-social welfare umumbi uyobuya uqondene lolu bantu ukuthi nabo bantu ukuthi ibala nezanupiye abantu balifakela ngiphakathi angikwazi.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Malaki Komo. Yeah, can you hold on there? We're coming back to you. He says Crawleyheads and councillors actually draft a list of people that receive food aid. So then the social welfare department endorses or does whatever, and then the DA also participates in that kind of a process. So he says it's not true that people are not being given food, those that belong to certain parties. Yeah,
of course, we'll come back to him. Regaitide, Maita Wanda Magadi.
Magadi, woikoko.
Aiwa, tiriwadi, muripi imi.
Ndiri ku South Africa.
Oh, muri ku South Africa. Nyairi mgariro mainzwa ndeye chikafu. Muri ku tumira weri ku Zimbabwe.
Tinotumira kana tawana ari kuenda. Tinotumira.
Manga mchida kuti wokudii nenyaya yacho iyi.
Aiwa nyaya yekupiwa kwevamwe vanhu chikafu vamwana vasingawani iyoyo nyaya inotorwadzisa inini. Inotondirwadza nekuti munhu wese kana dai kuri kuti waenda nebato ripi waenda nebato ripi munhu wese munhu wezimbabwe anofanira kupuwa chekudya nekuti haungatarisi mumwe munhu achiva nenzara vanhu iye zvinovazara nemwoyo wakaipisisa chaivo hatisina rudo saka zvakanaka kuti vanhu kana vanenge vari vatungamiri kana makansera kana masabhuku vape munhu nemunhu wese chigafu awane chekudya ndo nyaya yandingatoti ndo zvingaita dai zvikaitwa saizvozvo.
Saka hamusi kufara kuti vanhu vanotasika kuti wabuda mbamani usati wapuwa chikafu.
Aiwa zvitofadzira nekuti munhu wese kana atobuda pachena kuti ndiri kuda chekudya anofanira kuchiwana.
Asi manzwa akava ankomo wezanupiefu vatinawo apo vachiti aiwa handizvo zviri kuitika.
Vanotaura havo kuti handizvo zvinenge zvichiitika but vari munzvimbo idzodzo vanenge vachitotaura kuti zviri kutoitika zvinoshandisa kuti unonzwa kunzi takati hakuna zvakadaro asi munhu aripo abva ipapo arinotaura kuti ndanyimwa saka zvinorewei.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Maita Wanda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Maita Wanda is insisting that you know, politicizing food aid is not good. Of course, we have also seen some videos on social media circulating of some party officials saying that they won't give any food aid to members of certain political parties. You know, but we are yet to hear of any arrests.
Yes, you know, Baba Lapa, Ekwene. So, Tong Diwen, Sisa Kuman Diwen, noting his way. Wabo Momon Diwen. Diwen, Baba, Wachonajan. And
your channel.
Yes, Musam Diwen says a Kuman Enkai.
Eglin, I would Kuman and Daniel at the village and Gilles.
Oh, yeah, I Pongutije, 1 minute soon in Kolapo. Kulumeba.
All right. Engakutsho mina according uhlelo lokwabo kokudla malufike kuhulumeni. Into ekhulunywa ngabantu ayona engamanga ikuthi isigaba esikhona ngezi kwa uMalaki Nkomo nalelo hlelo lami kuRadio la. uMalaki Nkomo maye khuluma ubaba lapha isigaba esikhona sokuthi maybe kuyakufika isikhathi kwezindawo ezindawo ngoba ungananzelela kathi sabhuku oyabe khona usabhuku ungaphansi kwezami and the next thing ekhona vele uyabe wazi ama-members angawezani so that's what is all about. Ikwabantu sithina sokuthiwa ama political parties kugcina kwesigaba sokungani ukudla kuphiwa ingancane ingancane ukusibuya indaba mina ngimember active ku Newtown angisoyizana ngiso MDC angiso whatever party but ngikhuluma Newtown ukuthi kona le nto leyo yokubandlululana ngiyayibona mina but bakhona even nakhona lapha surrounded ngoba kaningana bekuthi ngawufika uRice izinto ezinjalo uzisho ukukhethwana ngemigqezo which means ukuthi into leyana iyagxika yabo
aha hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Dix sibongele kakhulu nje wena
ngibonga kakhulu
okay bye bye so that is Nosendiwena he says the problem is you know structurally people in local areas they know who is Zanu and they know who is MTC they know who is Zapu and so forth so he says these some of these councillors know exactly who to give the food together with the crawlers so he says what Mr. Nkomo is saying he may be knowing something there.
Reverend Kadenge, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, Reverend Kadenge, there was another issue that the donors are raising. They are saying that, you know, there's a shortage of money in banks, that is cash. So they are saying that the money that they want to distribute to some people to assist them in their day-to-day activities as part of the assistance that they are giving to the needy, but they are saying now they cannot do it because you know the government changed the law to say that people can only use the Zimbabwe dollar, not US dollars. So they are saying they have not been able to distribute some of that money. It's in foreign currency. Can't the government just change that policy and allow people to get US dollars rather than wait for the RBZ to print cash that is not available at the moment?
That should really money in whatever currency so that they can buy is available. Printing it to yes, it's unfair. Because the ones who have caused 40 shortages of money. It is the government which is not provided enough money.
Reverend Kadenge, we have to call you back. Your line is bad. I think we'll call you back. Gibson?
Yes, we're going to call you back. So, Baba Nkomo, how are you going to call you back? So, in all this kind of a thing, you know, people can blame so-and-so for, you know, the food problems and so forth. But looking ahead, like, you know, in the near future, what should be done to contain such a situation, Mr. Nkomo?
Ngibona ngizakhuluma lapha ngesindebele njengoba ndiveya ngichaza mphathi
kunjani.
Yes, ukuthi igipsi indlela le njengoba ngisitsho mina ukuthi iqondane nabantu bonke. Singananzela indlela ivele ikhona le mabhayibhilini. Abantu babesuka besiya kwamanye amazwe besiyodinga ukudla. Kuyafana lokuthi kathesi abazali bangabe benabantwana kwezinye indawo lapha yikuphathisana. Uhulumende ephathisa ngapha labantwana labo bephathisa abazali njalo nje kuyindlela le engitshiloyo futhi ukuthi amahofisi ayi-social welfare no-DA sofanele bangene bakhangelele ukuthi wonke umuntu akalimanga kunjenje sesiya kudisemba udisemba seqalisile izulu nxa ingakhanyela lapho engikhona mina alikathondi kipsi ukutonda kodwa alikathondi inkomo yade sizikhangelele ukuthi izo ezasincedisa ekugcineni imuli ziyafa ziyaphela ayisontando yomuntu kodwa kuyintando kankulunkulu leyo mina engicela yikhona ukuthi khona endaweni ezinjana abantu ngabalungise inani yabantu ofanele bathole ukwenza ukuthi uhulumende akwazi le ekukhethana ngibona ngani ukudla kuzafika kujonge kwesikhathi abantu abangu-70 kunabantu abangu-100 labana abantu abangu-30 labana yibo abantu abazasukuma sebesithi bona bakhethwe ngezombangazwe kanti kungasilo qiniso okuthi uma singananzelela ukudla khona ngabe kubuye kukwana le inani yabantu abanjani eliyabe libhaliwe so mina engikutshoyo ukuthi akubhalwele bonke abantu abakwanisa ukuthi uhulumende abancedise bancediswe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ye, ubambe khona pho ngayika chana ule kola person.
Aha, tisata enda kune mtereri kati mbodzokere kuna Reverend Kadenge. Foni yao yanga ichiti netsei. Reverend Kadenge, we were talking about cash shortages.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I was saying it's very unfair to treat people in such a way whereby they are not the causes of the problem. If it's the government which has a problem, mm-hmm. they should allow all the foreign currencies which are available to be distributed so that people can use that money to buy, as long as the money which they have can be exchanged with food, mm-hmm. then that's the way to go, mm-hmm. rather than stopping it and refusing people food aid because the government doesn't have money. So since it doesn't have money, it should allow the currencies that are there so that they can be given to individuals mm-hmm. who can exchange it with food.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Kadenge. Do stay on the line. Tina Tarisai Parunari Makadi.
Well, I get that. I'm not going to say.
Makadi, you?
Tiripo Makadi.
I want Tiripo Murukupi.
Right, nanzi pa Copa Queen kumisha kwangu chaiko.
Okay, parisi pa Copa Queen.
Ewa ya pa Copa Queen pani nzara. Ntukumisha kwangu wakuro wa ita adi, hey, kusantefa, shikwe, zara, kuna mte mokula. Ii, ana wakuto mbotiwa, onde tango wato shenye kwa.
Kufene kwa wako ulingo uchi, bani kwa achita sema.
Autojo wani kana oro bato chikafu, chakininge chatumi urajindi, chatumi kwa nizumwe njige urajindi, inga ipuwe wana mizimbabwe, but hii, ino susanga na nje saka wanda wena, hii.
Chii chaezo, chininge chikitika mkuma atawanda, kati sa roe mbuka takawe kampini.
Hei, nye kuti, kuti urwe bato ripi, aujo wani shushua, kana oro ilumwe bato aujo wani.
Shuruku nezi? Saka hii nyangwe goreri noo ya murukuta risira kutinzara hini ngeka punya chisepe.
Hini hii kufuti, chitota sawe pa mwiti ngaba zwa ni hurumi hinde pati hii. Haa, shopa sato ngofara.
Kombe uze presidencia u input ziri kumbuwa ni kaere.
Zinuwa nga pati zenge zine rusa rula manji.
Desho kuti uruku batu riti.
Desho zenge batu riri kutonga.
Kutonga.
Saka isusu manje tateki zvika mwati kuri ya unobvatira sezvaparero.
Ya hapana chinobuda.
Ya kuna tobvawani tirongodzi sesi manje takabva tanzwa kuna price hatitombopiwa kana chunhu. Achiroka ya dona tirowani.
Wa musikupiwa nyangwe nemadona acho.
Akutori na kuti ndimwa price onere munori mameka.
Aiwa.
Mura ina basa na afaka mura ina ika chitu mura kuma prasa nga zase ino mure kawana ya kwe sa anuma wana
yeah
asi sanwa nyingi wama chini mura kuma prasa saka haa panabai paka ungo wame kwa
ayo watinotenda shukuru mkuma tarisa ini kupinda mchuru kwa chedu
ayo haparu kumeta basa ayo amani gwene ya randa mbozu kwa
antitika ayo watinotenda shukuru churu kwa ndecheni. That's Tarisai there is disputing the fact that there is no partisan distribution of food. He's saying it's very rampant. And he's also concerned that he lives in a farming community. And he's saying that it appears those are not targeted for food distribution. He's saying that, you know, what they are hearing is that since they are in a farming community in farms, they can take good care of themselves, but he's saying that
with this drought, you know, they are also affected.
Were they actually trained, Blessing, do you know, for them to be farmers, or they just moved in and started doing whatever they did, and, you know? So maybe that's the problem. So
yeah, that might be a problem. But if you look at the issue of maize production, for example, in Zimbabwe, you know, even with the white farmers when they were still there, it was the communal farmers who were producing most of the grains. And you can go up to 1904 when they started recording it, and you see that in terms of bags, the communal African farmers had about 2,151 bags that they produced that year in 1904.
Mm-hmm.
And then the white settlers at that time had, I think, about 56 bags only.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now, you know, I don't know what is really happening, because, you know, traditionally the...
communal farmers used to produce more.
No, but if you look at their pieces of land, like over the years, you know, the white farmers were controlling 80% of the land, the black farmers 20%. But with that 20%, they were producing enough grain to feed the nation. It's not happening anymore. Yeah. So there's something really wrong.
Yeah, it's sort of like an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
So, Slopa Vagi, Upanda Moyo, Ekumani, Panda Moyo, Unjan.
Mina ngikomnyama esigabeni kwaMagama village kuward 9 wathi makhulela.
Kunjani khona phe makhulela?
Hayi makhulela lapha kulaZulu Dube. Hayi inkomo lazo ziyafa abantu nendlala.
Manje kuphilwa njani khona?
Hayi kuphele kanzima sibili, kuphele kanzima Dube, ngoba manje hayi lama prize lawo, hayi abantu nje bavele bengasebenzi kusemakhaya bethembele khona enkomeni ziyafa. Nendlala abanye abaholi angasizathobani lati asazi abalutshwana nje asi abangatholiyo ukuthi ibona kati bayabejiyelwani ngoba izulu alinephelanga wonke umuntu.
Aha emakhulela phela lalile nkomo eziningi kakhulu khonapho. Zaya ngapi?
Zikhona sibili kodwa zifile lonyaka Dube, zifile inkomo zinye zitholakala zilamamethi. Bengikhuluma nesinye isakhamuzi umakhelwane wami ethe yake yatholakala ile nkalakatha emethi, yatholakala ile waya ihlabela uswini. So okunye yibuchapa bethu kodwa indlala enkomeni nengi. Ngiyahamba sibiluma ngomude ukuze uzidinge emedila onke bavuka ekuseni bevusa. Sekuyisikwadi zokuvusa abantu sebeza amagroup okuvusa inkomo. So isimo sibi sibili kwamakhulela.
Ye, kodwa ke siyabona kuthiwa abanye abantu bayabandlululwa ngendaba zombangazwe. Lapho kunjani?
Hayi, lapha kusombangazwe zisathi sibambene nje ngomumo wombangazwe. Kule ndawo awuvamanga kakhulu, kodwa ke sesicelela nje ukuthi bona ukhansili labanye MP ofuthi laba bakunanzelele ukuthi bona laba ababili abathatha abangaholayo kati bona bayabezadlani shuwa.
Hayi nxali njalo zihamba kuhle. So ke
lapha umsindo wabantu balapha siyobantu abapolitika kakhulu babambene nje bayamukela konke okwenzakalayo.
Ye, phose lokugcina ke malumama.
Hayi lami ngithi hayi ngaphosela mina lokugcina, mina ngobhanda moyo ngihlala komnyama esigabeni kogwamagwama. Ngithi hayi siyasiceleni madoda ukhanseli wethu uKulube akhangele bona laba abanye abangatholiyo ekwazi ukuhambisa imibiko phambili lawo bathole, ngoba izulu alinanga kuwonke umuntu. Ngiyabonga dude.
Siyabonga tata.
Ngiyabonga.
Okay, bye bye. So that is Mr. Panamoyo. He says at least in their area there's no political issue on around maize distribution. So he says, well, we are always helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're coming to the end now.
Of course, unfortunately, time is not our best ally. And we want to take this opportunity to thank Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church in Epworth, and also Mr. Malaki Nkomo, a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Thank you to our listeners, our callers, and our team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. And signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.